I'll read the names. The addresses are all here and will be entered into the record. Tim Frohley, against, do not want the apartment or stadium there.
I can hear you.
Is it on?
Is this better?
There you go. Kim Frohlich, again, do not want the apartments or stadium there. Too crowded now and not enough parking now. Lots of other reasons, not enough room here. More ball fields okay, more parking okay. Stadium not here, apartments not here. Jerry and Diane Beyer, noise, traffic, crime, and higher taxes are concerns. Vehemently opposed. Nadeep Gill, I oppose the apartments. Dana Gint, registered as against. Thomas Reinhardt, I am against. I don't want my taxes going up. Joe Troya, strongly object. Carrie Dom, I am against the ballpark. Do not need to keep our rural areas. John McAdams, Mayor, we are tired of you pushing this ballpark agenda. If this does not stop on your part, we will organize citizens of Franklin, can't read that word, and we will speak our piece at the ballot box. I own a commercial printing company which also provides other services, and I am willing to do my part to stop this. Ken Dom, against, no way. Juan Ocasio, I am for the ballpark. Al Slomasewski, I apologize. And for the ballpark, we need development in the city. Kyle J., I think this would be great for the community. Mary Remington, Chuck for the ballpark. Sandra Ecker, I'm for the ballpark. We own a home since 1975. We raised a family here. We need to bring Franklin into the 21st century. I need to stop traveling to other communities, spend my money on entertainment restaurants in Franklin. It's a barren food wasteland. For the 41 years I've been resided here, please let this project be accepted. Mary D'Amato, in favor. Amy Graham, fully supports the ballpark commons and would like the BMX track to remain on site. Guy Howling, anything for the baseball is good for life. Tom Wynn, I am the announcer at the Milwaukee BMX located at the Rock Complex. My only concern is that the BMX track stays and it continues to operate in the area. Oh, check the box, I am for the ballpark. Richard Sink, check the box, I am for. John Yeager, check the box, I am for. I am for growth in Franklin. Carrie Gleason, check the box, I am for. Also supporting the BMX track staying on the premises. Charles Jenke, check the box, I am for. I'm in favor of the ballpark commons and keeping the BMX track on premises. My family and I have been going to the track for 5 years. I can remember the track prior to the Rock Complex, and the improvements have been incredible. The support of BMX needs more facilities like Milwaukee BMX track. Justin Kupsak, check the box, I am for. I want to find ways to help increase the flow of traffic in the whole strip mall. More vitality would help out a lot. Jody Wilmitis, check the box, I am for. We need to bring more business to Franklin. Tired of traveling to Oak Creek for everything. I was a finance manager at Delphi for 33 years. Look what Oak Creek has done with that property. Amy Krantz, check the box, I am for. Gordon Graff, check the box, I am for. Would be good for the community and local business to keep Franklin moving forward in the future years. Timothy Wachter, check the box, I am for. That's not from an individual. Jeff Walsh, check the box, I am for. Joseph Olivo, check the box, I am for. I plan to put my business in a new retail development. I also support it because it already has brought over 350 kids together to play ball and build a strong community. Tammy Simsky, check the box, I am for. Jacob Chandler, check the box, I am for. I'm a business owner from Chicago and I plan on moving my business to Franklin. Having our key retail location in the ballpark complex would be a perfect location for one of our companies who are partnered with the Chicago Cubs, Joe Maddon, and the all-star second baseman of the Houston Astros, Jose, can't read the word. Tim Solomon, check the box, I am for. Build it, and they will come. Make it happen. You will only have one opportunity to make it happen. Ted Alispi, check the box. I am for the ballpark commons. And Christopher Loranto, check the box. I am against Mr. Zimmerman. It's very long, but I believe he actually spoke already on the public comments, but this will be answered as well.
Okay, those will be entered into the records, both for and against. Okay, as the city attorney outlined, those who have comments other than what we've heard tonight, if you want to say something different, pertinent to the comprehensive master plan, please come forward, same as before. 3 minutes. Go quick.
Hi, my name is Auni Ali at 7178 South Ellington Drive. I just have a little comment about the Hampton Inn owner. Mr. Mayor, you remember Mr. Ed, when he came and he told him something about the first meeting, he said he had the hotel, building the hotel even before the Rock exists. And the thing is, I hope you guys, I don't know who's the owner of the Hampton Inn. This is the Ed or the new guys? And the other thing is, I'm just asking, I heard something about somebody approached these people from Illinois to sell, because he had that owner, he had 51% of the land on Ross in 4.5 acres, and he got approached by somebody to sell his land to somebody. You know, I want to just clarify that. Thank you.
Okay.
Yes. Joy Trigunas in Dallas, 73 Highview Drive. First of all, I want to say I'm not sure what those documents were, the papers for nay, say or nay. I know myself and numerous people that I was with had not received those, so I'm not sure how those were handed out or what was taking place there. The other part of this is if, in fact, at any point, this baseball commons is approved, let's leave it about baseball. Let's take the special permit off the table. And let's have baseball games. Thank you.
Thank you.
My name is Bridget Sherpin, 8842 West Rawson Avenue. I just want to be on record as being opposed to this project. That is all.
Thank you, ma'am.
Hello, my name is Rich Loznecki, 7158 South Cambridge Drive. And I wasn't aware that there was something to sign in. I just want to go on the record. Just want to go on the record that I'm opposed to the rezoning. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Ellen Shiflett, 8998 West Stonehenge Drive. I think inadvertently whatever happened up here has caused some lack of understanding. People are wondering if they should have gotten a piece of paper to sign. So you might want to clarify that, but the point I'd just like to make is I would hope that the people of Franklin get to decide how this is going to play out, not someone who may bring a business here from Illinois to maybe support what's going on. I think you need to look at those of us that are here when you make your decision.
Okay, to be clear, this is a public hearing. We do not differentiate between where people are from. They have a right as Americans to come and speak their piece. The forms that were filled out were for people who supposedly were not going to be able to stay, and so they registered. There was, as you came in, there was two people out there with the forms, and it was just to offer convenience for those who couldn't stay.
Sir, yes, I just want to go on a record. My name is Philip Tutkowski. I live at 8631 West Rawson Ave. And I am against the rezoning.
Thank you, sir.
John G., 8480 South Deerwood Lane. I would agree that the decision should be made by the people of Franklin and not just the people that live in the 6-block area around the Rock. I enjoy the Rock.
Thank you, sir.
James Brando, 2902 West Woodward. I myself came here with an open mind, not for or against, and I've heard a lot of nice talk about investors, and God bless America, I believe in that. but I also think that politics is the art of compromise, and the investors that we should be worried about most, the homeowners, the people who invested in this fair community because of tranquility and serenity, are being ignored. And that is a cardinal sin of politics. You gentlemen and ladies wish to be reelected. I would urge you to reconsider. Compromise. Mr. Zimmerman would like to put up his ballpark. Get away from that landfill. Go to south of Bryan Road. There's traffic. There is already highway facilities there. You're not going to kill anybody's household value. And I would urge you to reconsider it on those basis alone. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Bob Rowitz. I live on 7211 South Carrington Drive. And I just would like to voice my opinion that I oppose the rezoning. Thank you.
Thank you. Just so everybody's clear, what we're doing tonight is democracy. Everyone has a right to develop their property as they so choose and petition their government, which is what we're doing right now, to make changes to their land, or land they control, to their best interest. It's America. They can do that. And that's why we're here. We're following the law and the procedure. So, you know, that's what we're doing. Anyone else?
Yes.
Sir, please. Name and address.
Douglas Milosavljevic. I live at 7337 South Stonehenge Drive. You should not proceed with anything here regarding no input from DNR, no idea of what's going to happen here. And I really don't think Stonehenge needs to become HUD housing. And that's what's going to happen here because you have no idea what people are going to do in there. And I'm totally opposed to this, whatever you want to call it, rezoning. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Jacob Sink, 5579 Angle Lane, Greendale. I grew up in Franklin. Looking at the audience, I have a very unique opinion on this. I'm probably one of the only people under 30 that owns a home. And when my wife and I were looking, we didn't look at Franklin because there's nothing here. That's one of the weird reasons why we were drawn to Greendale. There was actually a common area. So I think the baseball commons is something you guys should definitely consider for the future generations.
Thank you.
Basil Ryan, 5250 West South County Lane Road. I'm just going to say this. I think I've heard, and obviously I haven't weighed an opinion one way or the other. I've presented facts, I've presented material, and asked for facts back. But when people stray and they say that the ballpark is one thing, the most critical thing is what we're talking about tonight is rezoning an area from residential to apartments. So let me leave you with this thought. If those apartments were there first, do you think that subdivision would have come?
Anyone else? Seeing no one else coming forward or indicating, I will close the public hearing for this particular matter. All right, we'll move on to item B2, an ordinance to amend section 15-30442, Unified Development Ordinance, Plan District Number 37, the Rock Sports Complex revised the district. Excuse me. I've got too much stuff going on. An ordinance to amend the City of Franklin 2025 Comprehensive Master Plan to change the City of Franklin 2025 Future Land Use Map use designations for properties located at approximately 7900 West Crystal Ridge Drive and along West Rawson Avenue and West Loomis Road and West Old Loomis Road, including but not limited to 8220, 8240, 8316, and 8490 West Old Loomis Road, from residential use and transportation use to mixed use, that being the land south of Rawson Avenue, and to reclassify certain existing road right-of-ways from transportation use to mixed use, that being the land north of Rawson Avenue. With regard to the proposed baseball commons sports-anchored mixed-use development of approximately 14.964 acres north of West Rawson Avenue
and approximately 39.419 acres south of West Rossin Avenue. Applicants are Greg Marzo, Zumar Properties LLC, the applicant. Any questions for staff from the county council?
Well, I guess I have a, I don't know if my microphone is open. Well, this is not working. I cannot speak with this.
What's hard about that?
Wow. Yeah, I mentioned my microphone didn't work when this meeting started. It didn't get fixed. But. Okay, so we're looking at the change to the master plan.
Correct.
I guess I just want to speak about all the phone calls and emails that I since the anonymous flyer was put out. The anonymous flyer that was put in federal mailboxes, which is a violation. But the information, I didn't get a flyer, but I heard enough about the flyer that it was extremely misleading. And so the people that had told me in this community for the last 8.5 years that I've been representing them started to tell me that they didn't want the project because of an anonymous flyer. I think that's very misleading for the entire community. I think if you're going to have a project, it should be based on facts. And I think that this falls short from that for the rest of the residents and maybe some of the ones in the room as well, because it sounds like there's a lot of questions. I look at this project and I see three major highways: State Highway of Loomis, County Highway of Rossin, and County Highway of 76th Street. And I have to ask, if not here, where? And all the areas in Franklin where the traffic count could support a downtown or retail development that people have been asking for, this is the most likely place. And before I was even an alderman, our Franklin's first report, all the documents, had this area marked off as that. It's been marked off as development for at least 2,000 for that area. In fact, I took photos of the master plan or the Franklin First Report and where the homes are now that are in opposition, it was a big box. And next to the homes, it was another big box. I guess I'm trying to decide when I'm making a vote for the entire community, those that aren't getting a voice here tonight, do I tell them I voted against this? Because we couldn't find a compromise, we couldn't find a way to accommodate a buffer between the homes. Or do I tell them that the sense of community that you hope to have, the place you wanted to take your children, the place you needed to bring business, to share the tax burden, do I tell them I voted yes? It's not an easy decision. I feel for the passion. I got into this as an alderman for the passion of this. I had a home, came home one day, 20 feet of fill in my backyard on a flat surface. A development next to me that I thought my children were going to be able to play in. Strawberry fields, what a wonderful place to raise my children. grew up on a farm. Even moving to Franklin was a tough thing for me. Then all the fields were gone, all the trees were gone, and I had a subdivision. And I was raising young children. And I could have said to my children, this is going to be the worst nightmare of your life. You're going to hate this. This is going to cause our home to be destroyed. But I didn't. Although I feared it horribly. But what came out of that development next to me was my children's best friends. And I think it's sad that you want to put the fear into the whole community on things that we really don't know. We can't make decisions up here based on fear. And we can't make...
Folks, please.
I sat here and listened since like 6:30. And I think that as someone who represents the district that I represent, I should be allowed to at least vent how I feel so I can make a decision. Because I need to make a tough decision here. And speaking and putting my feelings and my thoughts down helps me in making the correct decision for all of you. It's not an easy decision. It's easy for you because you have a home and you don't want someone next to it because you have a farm field. That's an easy decision for you. But I have a decision for the future of Franklin. And I heard a lot of things and saw a lot of things in emails that I felt were incorrect. And there was a statement said about we shouldn't do anything before the DNR. Does anyone remember what happened with Meyer? The council approved it contingent upon the DNR permits and they didn't happen. And we don't have a Meyer. And now all we get is you people turn down Meyer. So there is a 50-50, I feel, based on the constituents that I represent and my being out in the community, on this, which way Franklin should go. Some feel we should not do anything, and some feel we need to develop it. That's a tough balance for us up here. It's very tough. My concern is we can't stop people from developing their land if they come in and they have a right to do that. We're doing the process like the mayor said. So I heard things say about promises were made. I can tell you that I did not make any promises to anyone about what would be, and I was made no promise what would be next to my home when I built it there as well. Things change, and we attempt to accommodate that change. I don't know if anyone can see this copious document, but I have spent hours poring over this document and reading it. I feel I'm pretty well informed about what the developer will be held to, what he needs to come back for, and one of the things they came through was for a general permit review. And Mr. Deedle said that I don't know why they're choosing to do that. It's a more complicated process. There's more times they have to come back. Every little thing they do, they need to come back for. And I think that's because they want to be part of this community and give you an input. They could have done this a different method. In this council is a PDD amendment and a certified survey map that no one said one word about. Probably because there wasn't apartments next to larger homes. But if you look at what's in that information, there's nothing there. We don't have any idea what they might put. And that's the district I represent and backs up to homes. And I get the phone calls about trucking and the noise all night long. I think that we can find something that we can agree on. Some things we won't be able to. But I think it's a shame to just not give it an opportunity or a fair shake. It's a development that is probably something that Franklin is not going to see for a very long time. And if this council doesn't make at least some accommodations to try to have some development in Franklin, you can guarantee that it'll be just about like a moratorium on development. There are a lot of developers that don't want to come to Franklin because we have very strict standards. I think that strict standards are in your favor. I don't think this council is out to hurt anyone. It's about doing what's right for the community. So I have a lot of different things I could say, but it probably isn't going to matter because I pretty much feel as if we've got the 50-50 split in the community. But the emails that I received, I want to tell you, came from one of my constituents who said he didn't want any taxpayer funds for the rock development. And I said, thank you for your email. The city of Franklin did not approve or use taxpayer funds for the rock development. And to date, there's been no request for using Franklin taxpayer dollars on the ballpark commons, which act as a town center. It's a concept currently being proposed. It's important to note that Franklin established its business park on Ryan Road. The Wheaton Hospital lands and Northwest Mutual, both along 27th Street, each receive some type of assistance up front in the form of tax incremental financing, a TIF, which is then paid back from the new land value created from those new developments. The difference is that those developments are in the Franklin Oak Creek School District. So the increase in the land value and its associated taxes it brings in mainly return to Oak Creek. The current proposal, if it moves forward, would bring tax value into the Franklin School District, which is a large percent of your tax bill and mine.
Folks, please.
We are talking about a pilot, and they have agreed that they could discuss with a pilot, which is called a payment in lieu of taxes. So that's the answer to that question. Second to know is how the city receives return taxes from the state in the form of shared revenue. Franklin is limited to the shared dollars that comes back to the Franklin Runs based on its percent of growth. There are many details to consider with the new proposal. Please know that I will study it in detail in my efforts to make the best possible decision for Franklin's future.
One thing on that, though, Alderman, I think you know this. Relative to a TIF district and school districts, it makes no difference to a school district whether they're in or out of a TIF because they get no value through the TIF construction phase. Once the assessed value in the TIF district is paid off, the entire assessed value gets placed on the tax rolls, and they subsequently get a reduction in their state aids equivalent to the dollar amount that was increased in value. So yes. That's why school districts always vote yes on TIF districts. It has no meaning to that.
And my point was that the flyer talks about Franklin tax dollars, and it makes it sound like when they pay their tax bill, we're taking that money out and we're going to build a private stadium, and that is not the case here at all.
Alderman Taylor.
Thank you, Your Honor. Well, it appears not very popular in here, so you know that's okay. This job is not meant to be a popularity contest all the time. Now, tomorrow it will be, but after that's over, It's about doing the job. You know, I've been in this chair now for what, 6.5 years, and you know, I recall, you know, we're talking about Crystal Ridge, we're talking about The Rock, we're talking about the apartments, where, you know, it's one gigantic $130 million project. We know what's in front of us. But I can tell you that prior to Mike Zimmerman proposing anything, the city of Franklin pursued conversations with Milwaukee County to try to get that land for a buck. You know, to try, and I know there are some that didn't want to do that up here, right, and it didn't happen. But there was, you know, former mayor Taylor, you know, had numerous conversations and to try to turn that into something, something for our community, soccer fields, ballparks, you know, things that residents have been asking for. So when it was May of 2012 and I had just taken office on the county board, and Sue Black, who's well respected in this county still, even though she was fired by the exec, you know, and running the state of Arizona's park system, she came to my office and said, I need you to get behind something. And it was what you currently have there now. It was a no-brainer. A no-brainer. I'd do it again in a heartbeat. It was something that we talked about, wanting to see something happen. And here was something that was not costing the taxpayers any money. It was privately funded. You know, there is a lease. I mean, there are things that can be done differently, sure. You know, and we're obviously learning from that. If this moves forward, you know, a pilot program is something that has to happen. There has to be some revenue to the city. So we have, you know, lots of different...
Please turn off your cell phone.
Yeah. So we have a lot of different, you know, things at play. But it's funny how... You know, when I supported this in 2012, it's no big deal. When I was running against the current guy that's mayor and supporting this project because it's something I believed in, that was no big deal. I saw that this is a vision for our area, something that this community needed. You know, we see the communities around us, what they're doing, and we're just sitting doing nothing. Nothing. The last two years, have there been any shovels in the ground? A water billing that the taxpayers are paying for, the water utility rate users are paying for. The Staybridge, not the Staybridge, the Hampton, well, those approvals were going on back in 2008. I mean, it wasn't that a new mayor came in and a new council and all of a sudden we're breaking ground on a hotel. No, it had something to do with what is there, the catalyst that was there. And that's what I ran on, and I wasn't successful. You know, we've seen Mr. Ryan come up here, who wanted to be mayor, and I could have told him that a write-in candidacy wasn't going to win, but it was going to give the current guy the job. And we've had 2 years of what? We had an MOU. We spent months putting it together. And in 2 hours in a closed session meeting, got shot down. Well, we're back at it again after it was attempted in Oak Creek. I know the people of Oak Creek. I know the elected officials. I've had numerous conversations with their mayor, who's doing wonderful things. They wanted to do a deal. They had a deal. He's just going to get the land. And so now we're back here. And I remember the call in May. Got good news and bad news. Bad news is the deal fell through in Oak Creek. Good news for you is that maybe you guys can have another chance. But the bad news for him is he has to deal with this again. Because who wants to put themselves through this? I mean, I listened to the plan commission meeting, you know, so I knew what I was going to get. And it was glad it was the first 3 or 4 people. And that's fine. Like I said, it's not about being popular. It's about, you know, 36,000 people that live in this community. Not a few hundred. And I get it. I get what you're going through. I see that you don't want to see this change, and you like your horse farm sitting there, you like the animals, and you like the peace, and yeah, it is different than what it was before The Rock. I get that. All right? You pay a lot in taxes. I get that. But we represent 36,000 people, and you hear about referendum questions and go into referendum? This is why we're put in office, to make these decisions. And if you really want to go to referendum, you may not like the result. Now, a lot of misinformation can be spread.